Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Just what was the patient experience of being treated in hospital during COVID-19? Well, a new survey conducted on 10,000 patients last year reveals that most patients, perhaps surprisingly, did not feel they were at risk of catching COVID while they were in hospital. Less surprisingly, emergency department waits emerged as an ongoing issue, with only 29% of those surveyed admitted to a ward within 6 hours, which is the HSE's target time. Well, to parse the survey's results and their significance, we're joined now by HICWA's Director of Health Information and Standards, Rachel Flynn. And you're very welcome, Rachel, to the programme this evening. You were also programme director for this survey, so maybe you might start by telling us how you went about collecting the data.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Sarah, for having me on the programme. Yes, so we started collecting patient experience data back in 2017, and it is a survey that's posted out after you've been discharged from hospital. So there's a time period of 2 weeks to allow patients to reflect on their admission and their experience, and then they're invited to participate. So you can participate by filling out a questionnaire or doing it online. And as you've rightly said in your introduction, this survey was carried out last year during the month of September, and over 10,000 patients responded to it. A vast majority of them indicated that they had a very good or good experience. But in your introduction, you're right, in terms of their admission, that is a target for improvement, and also the discharge process when patients are going home. Some patients found that quite rushed. They wanted more information. They wanted information explained to them in a way they could understand as well. So there's certainly room for improvement around those two areas.
Okay, we might look at some of the good news then that came from the survey. Most patients had a pretty good experience in the hospital overall. So can you tell us what the survey said about that? And then we'll look at some of the less positive results.
Yeah, so 83% had a very good or good experience. The majority said they were treated with respect and dignity in both the emergency department, but also throughout their admission within the hospital. 81% said that they had confidence and trust in hospital staff, and they got clear answers from a nurse, and they got help and assistance, for example, going to the bathroom, and also that their pain was managed in every way hospital staff could manage their pain. So they were the areas of good experience, and they're highly correlated to the overall experience of a person within a hospital.
Then no surprise, I think, to anyone that the waits in emergency departments were an issue. What did patients have to say about that?
Yeah, so again, the target, obviously, there was a huge gap between the target set and what was achieved. A lot of patients waiting greater than that 6 hour target. A lot of patients indicating that they were treated with respect and dignity in the emergency department, but also saying that the emergency department wasn't a suitable place for patients to be in for long periods of time. It impacted their safety in terms of their privacy and confidentiality as well. Some of these A&E departments are quite open, so that had an impact on them. And you could really see that in the written response that patients gave as part of the survey. Another key thing, I suppose, it was around time. This came up quite strongly in this year's survey. Time with healthcare professionals, time to discuss care and treatment with a doctor, an opportunity for family members to talk to a doctor, somebody to talk about your worries and fears. So we've seen this since 2017, but it certainly was much stronger in this year's survey, possibly down to the fact that there was visitors restrictions during the month of September. So not only were they in hospital, they were in a vulnerable position being in hospital, but also a lot of their family members weren't, they didn't have access to patients and going in to visit them as they would do. Okay. And advocating for them as they would normally do.
So some of the figures in that for people were that 22% of people said they didn't find a member of staff to talk to about their worries and fears, and 10% said they didn't feel they had enough time to discuss their care with and treatment with the doctor. 36% of people who received medication said they weren't informed about the side effects to watch for when they went home. So I suppose that's all related to time. And I might bring you back just briefly, Rachel, to that finding on the emergency department waits and the waits to be admitted, because we got a lot of texts. Actually, I mentioned we were discussing this item earlier in the programme, and we got a lot of texts from listeners outlining very distressing experiences they'd had in hospitals waiting, or a loved one had, where they were waiting on trolleys for, up to 72 hours in some instances, with very little care happening in that time. time. Did you find many incidents of that in your survey, that people were left waiting for very long periods of time?
Well, I suppose, like, we know that 71% said that they had to wait longer than the 6-hour target, and there was about 13.6% waiting greater than 24 hours within the emergency department. So, yeah, I mean, that came across strongly in the survey, and their experience obviously is impacted in relation to that as well as their safety, because the emergency departments aren't built, for patients to remain there over long periods of time. They're not ideal. For providing care. And so, certainly that came up as part of the survey.
One thing that really struck out to me actually was that patients being treated in the middle of the pandemic, most of them didn't feel at risk of catching COVID-19 while in hospital. Whereas, just anecdotally speaking, when I was speaking to people over the last couple of years, there was a general consensus that hospital is the last place you wanted to end up during the pandemic for fear of catching the virus. But that wasn't a widespread fear.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Yeah, you're right. So just under 70% said that they didn't feel at risk of catching COVID. And when we looked at this data, and when we looked at the comments as well that supported this, a lot of them talked about nurses and doctors washing their hands, that the nurses and doctors did everything. They sterilized everything between use. They were wearing PPE. So I suppose, like, obviously we need to look into this a bit further. But I think once patients were there, they didn't feel at risk because of all the precautions and nurses and doctors in the hospital had put in place in order to keep them safe, which I think is a really positive thing.
Mm. Less positive then is that 23% of people who needed help to keep in touch with relatives said they didn't receive it. And that would have been very important for people in hospital, wouldn't it? Given they couldn't get visitors in to see them, if they needed help to actually speak to someone, if a quarter of people weren't getting that help, that's problematic.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as I said earlier, you're vulnerable when you're in hospital. So again, not having somebody to advocate for you when you're in hospital, like a family member or a friend. And obviously that came out very much in the survey. In the comments that supported the survey, especially people with cognitive impairments and physical and sensory disabilities as well, that definitely played a part in their overall experience.
Mm. And yet, not to undermine that experience or those negative experiences, on the flip side of that, there was a lot of positive comments about staff, wasn't there, and how hard staff were working.
Yeah, so absolutely. So I think there's a big recognition since 2017, the patients that fed back through the surveys over the years have given very positive comments towards staff, and not just nurses and doctors, portering staff, catering staff, reception in the emergency department. And they've been very positive towards staff, because I think that can have a huge impact on your experience. But I think what we're learning from patients is that they want more interaction. And they want more interaction and meaningful information, in order to be more engaged in their healthcare service.
We have a text here from a listener, Fiona, saying that she thinks that I don't know if it's a he or a she, but this person thinks an important cohort has perhaps been excluded from the survey. This person says, maybe you could speak to relatives of people who died in hospital last year. My aunt was one of those, and I would have plenty of negative as well as positive things to say about her 6-week stay in hospital. I don't know, did you have any way of including relatives of people who may have died?
Yeah, we're rolling out two new surveys. First of all, we're rolling out an end-of-life survey, which will capture the experience towards the end of life of an individual. So that will be rolled out towards the end of this year. And the second survey that we're currently working on is both the experience of people within nursing homes and their relatives as well. Because I think COVID-19 has had a huge impact on nursing homes. It would be very important to understand the experience of those residents. So there are two new programs that will be rolled out in this year.
In terms of the research that you've already published, what happens to that now, and how is it used to try and improve on the issues that you found?
So the survey is a partnership between the department and ourselves and the HSE. So today, Paul Reid launched a report called Listening, Responding and Improving, which each of the hospitals basically look at their results, look at the areas that they need to improve and identify how they're going to do that. Now, since 2017, we've seen an improvement around discharge and information that's provided at discharge. It's still an area that we need to work on, and it's evident from this survey as well. But I suppose hospitals go away now and look at what they need to do in relation to that. And that will differ from hospitals to hospitals. hospitals. We know that the more elective hospitals actually have a very good discharge process, and patients are, have a really positive experience about that. But some of the other hospitals then would need to work on it. And then there's initiatives the HSE have rolled out around communication programs. So communicating and teaching about informing consent, delivering bad news, dealing with strong emotions such as anger, anxiety, sadness. So they've rolled out a communication program across the HSE as well. So there are various programs in place to improve the patient experience. But the survey is really telling you that that interaction with staff and healthcare professionals is what needs to be targeted to improve the overall experience for patients in Ireland.
All right. Well, it's really interesting. And thank you very much for joining us to discuss it. That is Rachel Flynn joining us there from HICWA. We'll take a break.
Thank you very much.